About in our Partners of Growth, we're going to talk about doing our part as a member of the body. We all have a part to play. There's, like we've always been saying, we all have a purpose. There's a reason why we're here. We're not just here to exist. We're not just here to raise our grandkid. We're not just here to, you know what I'm saying? We're not just here to exist. We are here for God. We're here for Him. Amen? So we're to do our part. Amen. We're all to do something in the ministry, do our part in the ministry. We all have the ministry of preaching the gospel, making disciples. We all have that ministry. But then there are specifics that we do. Amen. So open your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 12. There's a little bit of reading to do here, so you'll have to bear with me. I'm going to try not to stop and preach on every point. And I'm taking this off. Wow. Woozah, woozah. Praise the Lord. All right. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12. One thing we need to do. Let's pray over the word. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word is life to those who find it and health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for revelation, knowledge, and understanding to come. And we thank you that faith will come. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now I feel better. Let's do this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to start in verse 12. It says this, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." I love that. "For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body?" Obviously not. It is part of the body. "And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body,' is it therefore not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased." Who did it?
God did it.
God did it. God set them in. You didn't choose it. God set you in.
Amen.
Always remember that. That's how it is so important that you realize you've been placed by your Heavenly Father. Isn't that outstanding to just know that? Amen. We've been placed here by our Father God. Amen. So always keep that in mind. Verse 19. "And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body." Many members, yet one body. "And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you.' Nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary." Say, "I'm necessary."
I'm necessary.
Always remember that you are necessary. You are important. God set you here because you're important. You are necessary. 23. "And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. Amen. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it." Giving greater honor to that part which lacks it. God did that, remember. "That there should be no schism or division," is what that means. That there would be no division, I want to read it that way, in the body. "But that the members should have the same care for one another." We should love one another equally.
Right.
Period. Yes. Because we're all part of... we're all part of one body. Amen. So we should love one another equally. I don't love my right hand more than I love my left hand. Right? I mean, it just is what it is. I don't love the right side of my face more than I love the left side of my face. So we should always care for one another equally. Verse 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. You know, there's some people that are members of a body that when somebody gets blessed, they get mad. They get mad. They don't rejoice that that person got blessed. They don't think they deserve it. Well, what's it to them? God's the one doing this. Amen. And people get upset when another believer gets healed and they don't. Or gets wealthy and they don't. Or is promoted and they're not. Or the pastor mentioned them in the service, but not me. Oh, I'm mad. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is true. Let's read that again, verse 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
Amen.
Now, you are the body of Christ. Say, I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of Christ.
And members individually.
Yes.
So you are the body of Christ and members individually.
Yes.
And God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. What he just did there was showed all of us that we are have a part in the body.
Amen.
All of us have a part, whether it be administrations, whether it be a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, whether it be someone who has the gift of healings or working miracles. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Helps.
Yeah.
Tongues. Yeah. We all have a part. And there are many of us that can do almost all of these. Praise God. So, amen. Verse 29 says, are all apostles? No, obviously not. Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly, he says, desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way, love. Oh, that's not in there. But what's coming next? What's he getting ready to talk about next?
Love.
That's the chapter on love, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what I did was I wrote love in here on my Bible. Because he says this, verse 31. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Love one another. Because he goes right into it. See, if we love one another, we'll accomplish so much more.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We just need to love one another. Praise the Lord. So hallelujah. Was there anything you wanted to hit before I go?
No.
All right. So every part of the body or member completes the entire body, making it whole,
yeah.
Lacking nothing.
Amen.
Where I'm weak, you're strong.
Yeah.
Where you're weak, I'm strong. Amen. And same thing with all of us, within the church. So every part of the body or every member of the body completes that entire body. You complete me. It was a big joke on that stupid movie, but you complete me. I complete you. Because we're set here by God. We're completed and we are one. One body. Many members, but one body. All have different things to do, but one body. Amen? All right. So each part or member of the body is as important as the next. You're just as important as I am. I can't say I don't have need of you. You can't say you don't have need of me. Right?
Yeah.
You are just as important to me as I am to you in God's eyes.
Yeah.
We're all equally important. Amen?
Yeah.
Because we all function as one body. If I don't have you, I'm lacking.
Yes.
I'm lacking something. I don't want to lack.
No.
So never begin to feel that you are not needed or as important as the next.
Amen.
You are needed. You are important. What you do, I can't do probably. I can't do that computer jazz. It's not my gig.
Yeah.
But I know how to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know how to be anointed.
That's right.
Right? Praise the Lord. I know how to inspire, encourage, preach. Yes. You know, amen. That's me. And I enjoy it.
Amen.
We've always heard that the pastor can't do it all. And this right here tells us that it's true.
Right.
The pastor can't do it all.
Yeah.
I can't go out and get everybody and bring them in to make disciples.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's yours. That's up to you. Go get them. Bring them in. Make disciples. Amen?
Amen.
See, this is how we grow as a body.
Yes.
It's how we grow individually.
Yes.
We realize and we encourage one another,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
The Bible tells us that we pray for one another,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we then go out and we make a disciple, bring them in. Say, well, I don't really know how to make a disciple. Good, just get them born again and bring them in. Oh, I really don't know how to get them born again. Well, invite them to church and bring them. I'll do all the others.
Yes.
We'll do the rest.
Yes.
But whatever it takes, because this time is short.
Right.
I believe it with all my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Verse 22 says that the parts that seem to be weaker or less important are necessary.
Yes.
They're necessary.
I love that.
When they seem to be weaker or less important, they are so necessary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
As he's been talking, I just kept my eye.
Sorry, I turned it off.
But I just keep, I kept going back to that. We are so necessary. Sometimes we just, you know, we get in here and we have something going on and we're all putting our hands together. We're all working. We're all doing this. We're all doing that. But we are necessary. We have a lot of empty seats in here. And God, and I know, and we all know, God's not done with us yet.
Nope.
This place is going to be full. I know it. I know that by the Spirit. I know that just by what we're doing and what we're preaching and what God's giving us. And I just want you all to know you are necessary. We need you. We need everything that you guys have.
Amen.
We need your hands. We need your voice. We need everything, your hearts. We need everything. And I love it because I truly feel like we are one. I really,
Amen.
Truly feel that with all of my heart.
I believe that all the schisms and divisions
are gone. There is no division.
Gone.
Yes.
They're out of here.
I
thank God for that.
I love that. I mean, I love that because
Now we can build.
Now we can build. God has the foundation. He has exactly what we need to move forward. And I don't know, that word necessary just keeps going. We just want you to know, you guys are so necessary.
Amen.
So necessary. You're necessary to us. You're necessary to God, to your families, to people out there who need the Lord. You are necessary.
You're on our minds
and
hearts all the time.
I want to blast that on the wall.
Uh-huh.
You are necessary. I just want you to know that.
That's a good one. I like that. Amen.
I love that.
You are so necessary.
Yes.
Praise God. We saw that if one member or one part suffers or is not functioning properly, that the entire body suffers.
Yeah.
That's important. What does that mean? Well, let's take, for instance, if somebody doesn't clean this building, if Kathy's not here to clean, guess what happens? Nothing.
Yeah.
Guess what ends up happening then?
It gets dirty.
Mm-hmm. If Kathy doesn't water our plant, it goes bye-bye. Amen. If one of our members is not functioning,
right,
we all suffer. If they don't know how to turn on the microphone, we all suffer.
Because I don't know how.
Amen. If they can't find the songs in the computer,
I don't know how.
We suffer. Because we're going to have to use a CD. And that dude skips. But amen. This is how important we all are.
Yeah.
If Bill's not there to take up the offering, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do the tithes and offerings get done? Right? Like Life Night. I forget to put the offering bucket out. On entrance. I forget to take up the offering. I forget.
Yeah.
And I got to start remembering to do that.
Amen.
So amen. Maybe you can help me on those evenings. To remember how important that is. Amen. Because listen, we're coming together as a body
mm-hmm.
to hear from God.
Amen.
And then we honor Him with an offering.
That's right.
It's honor. See,
yes.
It's worship. We worship Him with our offering.
Amen.
This is how important an offering is. We see it back in the Bible.
Yeah.
How important an offering is. How important the tithe is.
Mm-hmm.
Cain and Abel, for instance.
Yeah.
How one was accepted and one wasn't.
Right.
It's all from the heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it was an offering of worship.
Worship.
Yes.
Not just obedience.
Right.
But true worship from the heart. Amen.
Yeah.
And that is that we got to get that right.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get, or we'll never advance financially.
Right. Right.
We just can't. So amen. Praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. So God has mingled. He has compounded the body together.
Yeah.
Giving more special dignity to the inferior parts. Mm-hmm. I love that. That there should be no independent or unnecessary part of the body.
Right.
What does that say? No independent or unnecessary part of the body.
Right.
We just don't go do our own thing.
That's no. right.
We check with God Almighty. We talk to the pastor. Hey, just want to let you know, I'm thinking about this and this and this. What is my job? To hear from God and be in agreement with you.
Amen.
Yes.
Or to hear from God and say, listen, brother, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't come to me, guess what?
Yeah.
You're on your own. It's between you and God, and I hope you don't miss it. This is how important it is to have leadership,
yeah.
to not be rebellious to your pastors.
Right.
There's so much rebellion in the church, it filters into their families. Mm-hmm. We got families that are rebellious and kids that are rebellious against their parents. Why? Because they're rebellious against their pastors and their leaders.
Yeah.
And they can't figure out why do my kids do that?
Yeah.
Hello. Where do you think they learned it?
Yeah.
And that spirit literally is spoken of in the Bible. Rebellion. It's a part of what the word talks about as witchcraft. Uh-oh. Now we're playing with the darkness. Now we're touching the abominable things when it comes to rebellion. We've got to stay away. Where am I going? All right, praise the Lord. Thank the Holy Ghost on that one. No independence now. We're not just doing our own thing. I check with God first. How do you want us to do this? Who talks with me? What should we do on this? Amen. We get it right. The first time.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No independent nor unnecessary part of the body. And that every part should function perfectly.
Yes.
How do you function perfectly? You practice.
Yeah.
You do it over and over and over. You try to get better at what you're doing.
Yes.
You don't just go, good enough for the gospel. No, it's not. It's not good enough for God. It sure isn't good enough for me. I want to be the best at what I do, period.
That's right.
I do. I want to be the best at it. And in order to do that, I've got to practice. I've got to research. I've got to study.
Amen.
It's important.
Yeah.
I got to pray.
Yeah.
You got to pray just to make it today. I said we pray. Hi. Okay. All right. So praise the Lord. Amen. We must function perfectly. And in order to do that, we've got to be the best at what we do.
Amen.
If we're not the best, we try to be the best. We work at it. We get better at it. Amen. If we need help, what do? Ask.
It's right.
Hello.
It's okay.
Oh, pride doesn't allow us to ask, but we should ask anyway.
Just ask.
But that's what pride does.
Yeah.
What about helps? The Greek word for helps is this one, antiplesis. That sounds really cool. But its meaning is support.
Yeah.
Support. Help. Securer. Securer. Mm-hmm. To make secure.
To secure
something. The ministry of helps makes us secure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. When we walk into a clean building, oh, I feel secure.
Yeah. Amen.
When I walk into an organized area, I feel secure.
Yes.
I live secure because I'm an organized man.
Yes.
I don't lose my keys. I don't lose my wallet. I don't lose things because I am organized. And in that organization of how I am, people can say it's OCD or whatever, I feel it makes me secure, makes me feel secure.
Yeah.
Amen. So I know myself. See, and I know where that is. And if you need something, I know where to get it.
Yeah.
That's important to me. Amen. So praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. A securer or an aid. We are an aid in the ministry of helps.
I like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are aiding me. I aid you.
Yes.
We help one another.
Amen.
Praise God. And remember, we're all as necessary as the next. So helps refers here to every kind of help God sets in our church. Every kind of help. We just read a list of them, right? From the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the gifts of healings, the working of miracles, all those, the helps, administrations. Praise God. Those are just some that are listed. There's so many more. I mean, they didn't have computers back then. But how about now? We got an IT guy. If this was written today, guess what would be in there? An IT guy. Amen. Or a sound man or a videographer person. None of those things were there in these days. Right. Amen. But they knew the ministry of helps and how important it was to the body as a member. Amen. Like our greeter wasn't here today. Our greeter. Our brother Stacy, Gene Stacy, he's our greeter. And he always greets with a beautiful smile on his face. And that's awesome. And when he's not there, what?
We miss it.
We miss that, don't we?
That's right.
I miss that. What? Where are they going? What are they doing? Amen. It's important to me. I just enjoy that. I enjoy to see somebody doing that kind of thing. So greeting those who come in the door. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, we're starting verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11 says this. And he gave, and himself gave, talking about God, some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work. For the work. For the what? For the work. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
To a perfect man. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
See?
We can become that perfect. Think about that.
Yes.
As a body, we can come to that fullness of perfection in the body of Christ. Wow, that'll make you go tilt. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 14. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of what?
Men.
Yes. Didn't say Satan, did he? He didn't say Satan. He didn't say the devil. He didn't say demons. Who'd he say?
Men.
By the trickery of men. By the trick. Yeah, right. I think all of our teens should probably hear this, but amen. By the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Now, who did the Bible talks about this serpent. And he was the Bible says, the most cunning. Oh, so where does this trickery of men come from? And they're plotting from the cunning craftiness of the enemy, the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't look at the person as if they're, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the church where this kind of thing takes place. Deceitfulness, plotting against one another, manipulation, you know. It's not a good thing. It shouldn't be in the body of Christ. It shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. And it's not in this one because we're all too small, so we'd see it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're as a body, we're just a smaller body. So if somebody was doing crafty plotting, we'd see it, and we'd rebuke it and cast it out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we don't do that here. Praise God for that. I thank God for that. Amen.
Yeah.
But that cunning craftiness that he's talking about is a deceitful plotting of men.
Mm-hmm.
That's by the enemy.
Yeah.
So we pray for that person.
Yes.
Amen. We pray for that person. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
That's right.
From whom, you ready for this? The whole body, formed and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share.
Amen.
Does its what?
Share.
Does its share, or another word for that would probably be work. Does its part. Amen. Does its share. Causes something. What's it cause?
Increase.
My word, my Bible, the New King James says growth. Increase, growth. If we're all doing our part, this will cause growth.
Yes.
But we've all got to do our part. And we all have to be perfect at what we're doing. We have to be good at it. Make it the best we can be. And then we will see growth. Not just growth as a body, but growth materially, physically, materially, spiritually, financially. We will grow.
That's right.
Individually. Yeah. Remember, we are individuals, but of one body. And in this, as we do our part, our share, we will see growth.
That's right.
Amen.
That's awesome.
You know how the church grew out there back in these days was they compelled one another to come. Mm-hmm. They went out into the bayous, the highways and the what? The byways. And they would compel them to come in. And we're told to do that very thing.
Yeah.
Go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. What do you feel that word compel means almost?
It's strong. It's really
serious. It's almost like beg them to come.
Yeah.
It's so important that you come.
Yeah.
This is your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is life and death. It's important that you come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did I finish? Huh? Does it share, causes growth? Oh, of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Amen. So,
amen.
All of this then will cause growth. Hallelujah. We're talking about being partners in growth.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, we have to consider one another as being individuals, but we're one body.
Right.
We're not separate. We're not unnecessary. We're not independent. We're together.
Right.
But we're one.
Right.
I rejoice with you. You rejoice with me. When you suffer, we suffer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you need prayer, we pray.
Amen.
When you need faith, we bring faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what a body does.
Amen.
When a body is hurting, the body tends to itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't go outside of the body to get attention.
Right.
Attention.
Right.
Love that word,
right.
Yeah?
I just want to make a couple of points here. And he brought up the word work.
Work. I didn't. The word did.
The word didn't. The word brought up the word work. I know. It's the word.
Blame it on the word.
But one of the things that as Brandon and I have been putting this together and been and I've been, you know, talking to the Lord about certain things, and he's showing me some different things. And one of the things that he is working with me on is, and wanted me to kind of, you know, kind of let you guys know and kind of just kind of put this out there, is we need to return to our first love. We need to return to our first love. Where's that passion that you felt when you first got born again? Where is that passion? It's there. It's there. It's in there. When we got born again, it's there. It's still all in there. Life gets busy. Things happen. Different things along the way. We need to return. The Lord's been just kind of just ministering to me on this. Mm-hmm. It's just returning to your first love. Have that passion again. When you want something and you know, whatever it is, I'm trying to think of a good example, but you know, just if there's just something in your life that you want and you believe that you can obtain it, you go after it. You do whatever it takes to go after it. You have a passion for it. You have a drive. You have, whether it's a promotion at work, whether it's a hobby, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, you have a passion for it. You breathe it. You think about it. It's always on your mind. It's always in there. Our passion should be the same for those who need Christ, those who need the Lord, those who are hurting. There are so many people out there hurting. You can just walk through a grocery store or just pull up to the car beside you. There's so many people out there that just don't have hope. They don't. And our heart and the love, it's talking about love. Part of growth is love and having that love and showing that love to whoever you run across, whoever crosses your path, compelling them, letting them know that there is hope, that there is, and bring them in. If you don't feel comfortable ministering to somebody, bring them in. We'll do it.
Yep.
You know, just get them to the front door, get their number. We'll call them and pick them up or whatever, but you know, grab them and bring them in. But you know, there was a time that I didn't feel comfortable, you know, just inviting someone to church even, or just ministering to somebody that I didn't know. But now, it's almost like anywhere I go, if I get that opportunity, I'm going to take it, you know, but just compelling them to come in. And yes, it's work sometimes, but just returning to that passion, returning to that first love that you had. And you would do anything for the Lord. You would do anything for him.
Yep.
Well, guess what? It's that anything time now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it's now. I mean, I'm feeling that more than ever. It's
that is really good.
Now that we have got to just do anything that we can to get people in here for them, not for us.
Right.
I mean, you know, we could, you know, encourage and love, but we need to help them. And part of this growth, the series that we're doing on growth, we've talked about personal growth and prayer and, you know, different things, but we're there. I really truly feel like we're there. We're ready. We're ready to take on the thousands or whatever God's sending through our doors. We're ready. I mean, we're ready for that. I truly believe that. So
right,
just return to that.
I like it. I like it. Return. I like it. Amen. So we see here in Ephesians 4 that we are equipped for the work of the ministry. We're equipped. And in that work, we edify the body. We edify the body. Amen. In that work, we are to come to the unity in faith and in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We should all think of him the same way. We should all worship him with that same honor and heart. Loving him with everything we are. Amen. Having such compassion for... See, listen, the most important thing on God's plate is the lost.
Yeah.
That's right. Is the lost. Those that are not born again.
Yeah.
That's his agenda.
Amen.
That's his important... That's what's on his mind.
That's right.
Yeah. It's the most important thing to him. You know why? Because he killed his own son for it. You don't just kill your own son just because you want to. Or just because you think it's a good idea. No. What would you? He wanted to save the lost.
Yes.
He wanted to make a way that he knew we couldn't do it. So he had to make a way.
Yes.
That's how important it is for us to be returned.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah,
yeah. To return to that righteousness.
Yes.
And that's why Jesus came, so that we could return to righteousness.
Amen.
Not by works, but by receiving Christ.
Amen.
That's how we return
to
that righteousness. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but there's a lot that aren't. There's a lot that aren't. And listen, I believe with all my heart that we're here for a reason.
Yes.
I'm not here just to exist week by week and work at a bug place. No, I'm here for Christ.
Amen.
And for what he has me to do. He has that plan for me.
Amen.
Amen. Having this unity and knowledge, we should no longer be carried away and tossed by every wind of different style.
Right.
You see this throughout the church all the time.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
People are so carried away by the different styles going on. The millennials, and oh boy, that's the big thing now. And they are knuckleheads, man. Some of the things that these people believe that are being taught by professors. Oh, my Lord. I was listening to a program and it was, I'm not going to tell you, but wow, some of the things that these people believe that are factual. They believe are true. Would blow your mind. It's amazing. And they're being taught this by their professors that they're spending a fortune to listen to.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, our dad's fortune. Remember that this trickery comes from men who are crafty, they're deceitful, and then they're plotting. They're trying to pull you off of your path. Taking you off of your purpose, the plan that God has for you. This is what they're doing. This is what they're trying to do. Amen. So we always must then speak the truth and do it in love.
Amen.
And I am done.
I'm going to play this when I get home.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, this is how we're going to grow spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, as partners of one body, that we are partners in growth. Amen. And we're going to grow spiritually because the word is preached right. We don't compromise the word. I don't just tell you good fables and stories. And I preach the word. I've got somebody on Saturdays who does a Bible study and he does something. He preaches the word. He does it right. We have a Bible study on Wednesday nights where we preach the word. This is how we get it done. That's how we grow our spiritually. We don't just listen to every wind of doctrine. because, well, he's kind of cute. Or, boy, he's got a pretty wife, you know, or no. Or, gee, I sure like the way he preaches, you know. Or, no, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're not listening to every preacher out there. There's certain ones we listen to. They're men and women of faith.
Amen.
They preach this and this only. And that's who we live. We've got to watch who. Listen, you know the devil knows that it's time, right? You know he knows it's close. He's going to do everything in his power to deceive us. Everything in his power to deceive us. And when we're gone, he's going to do everything in his power to deceive those who are still here. And then you see in the book of Revelation, you're going to see things that are going to take place that people will think is God. This enemy is going to have miracle working power. It's going to be some major things taking place. We're not out of here yet. But we saw in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through, we saw there that it's close. And he said, when you see these signs, look up, for your redemption draws near. Look up. He's coming in the clouds. The Bible would not tell us to look up if we're not going to see him.
Amen.
Come on. There's preachers out there to say, oh, you'll never see him. Really, what's going to happen? No! You look up. Why? Because there he is.
Yep. The way he lived.
Hallelujah. We're going to see him. Yeah. He ascended, right?
Yeah.
And they watched him, the Bible says, as he ascended into heaven. They stood back and did something. They watched. They probably even waved. They probably said, take me with you, you know, whatever it might be. Tried to grab his feet. I don't know. But they saw him ascend into heaven to be with his Father. We're going to see him come back.
That's right.
Why? Because that's how God does things. When God does something, guess what? God wants you to know it was God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's going to make sure that you're going to understand there's no deception here. This was me. That's my son. The one that everybody's been telling you about that you didn't accept. Bye. That's it. And then his wrath will be poured out.
Yeah.
And you know his wrath is poured out because they didn't accept Jesus.
Man.
So it's our job to help them.
Amen.
It's our job to, as a body, minister the good news of Jesus Christ. Get them in there and start teaching them the word.
Yeah.
It's our job. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to be doing my job when my Jesus comes back.
Amen.
I want to be doing. I want to be doing my part. Amen. Don't you want to be doing your part? Amen. At that time? Amen. I do too. Praise the Lord. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Let me put a blessing on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that we are necessary. And therefore, Father, we return to our love. We return, Father, to you. We return ourselves over in Jesus' name to you. I thank you, Father, for blessing us today, that we are necessary, that we are a part of one body, and we are blessed. Father, as we go this week, I pray a blessing upon each and every member of this body. I thank you for your protection upon them. I give you glory and I give you honor in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed